this week on the Time Bat Show.
If you had to kiss a rattlesnake, okay, would you go for the lips, or would you like try to like get a, like a peck on like the what do they call like the body of the rattlesnake? The body, I guess.
On the snake
of the the snake part.
Yeah,
snakes really only have two like body parts, right? The head and the rest snake. Of the Hello everyone, and welcome to the Time Bat Show, episode number 34, beautiful Thursday afternoon. I'm Time Aces.
And I'm Bat Snacks.
I don't know why I said that, but I've always wanted to do that. It's like a radio show. I mean,
it's like closer to the evening now. But it might be the afternoon for
whoever's listening, and it might be Thursday. The funny thing is we're in two different places, so like we don't know if it's beautiful Thursday afternoon and...
It's not locations. Beautiful here. It's
kind of dreary.
It's a little overcast.
It's a little overcast here too. I just wanted to be a radio announcer for one thing.
This is something I've actually thought about a considerable amount. So every episode at the end of the episode, we say good night to everybody. I'm pretty sure nobody listens to this at night. So
it's like we're doing a live show. No. We definitely should still do that.
Yeah.
But I think we do it because, like, we're so used to listening to, like, radio shows. Yeah. It's like, good night. Thanks for listening, everyone. Good night, you know, or whatever.
You know, this has been, you know, the world around you on NPR.
As the world spins on NPR. Good night, everyone. I'm Joel Smishtown.
Yeah, so I hope that's not jarring for anyone who's listening on their car ride, you know, to work.
At 7:30 in the morning.
Yeah.
Good night. It's like, what? I like it. I think we should keep it. It gives our show a little character.
I think good night is polite to say, too. It's more polite to say than good afternoon, even.
Or good evening. Or good...
Yeah.
Well, yeah. Or good morning. Yeah, it's polite. Like, if they're listening to it at night, then we're just being extra polite to them. And then they probably appreciate it. They're like, oh, thanks for saying good night, Time Bat Show. You know?
Speaking of the show...
Speaking of the show, you had... something you wanted to
know. I had an idea. I was talking to my sister recently about the podcast, and mm-hmm. she said that there is this thing called podcast networks,
mm-hmm.
and these are like TV networks, I guess.
Okay, but
they
podcasts.
Have podcasts on them, and they promote them, and they kind of operate as a clan or something. They work together,
a guild.
Yeah, it's like a guild of podcasts.
Okay. And they, like, share listenerships or something?
Yeah, they have a central website, and they kind of...
Central Command Center, where they're all right, time to load this podcast.
Something.
So we should
try to get onto one of those.
Is there a requirement or something? Like,
I don't know.
Do you have to be, like, good at podcasting to do this?
I hope not, because if so, we have...
You know, they could have, like, you have to do at least 10 episodes or something. They could have,
we've got that.
Oh, I know. We're pros at doing an episode a week. We're really good at that. We've done it for 33 weeks so far, so... maybe we should write them a letter right now, like, email them. Like, right now on the air. What do you think?
Just write them a letter and express our interest in...
Yeah, or maybe not... Well, we won't email them, but we'll draft it right now.
That sounds good.
What do you think about that? I think that's a good
idea. Do you want to do the typing since my keyboard is obnoxious?
I'll type. So why don't you just type for everyone just really quick just so they can hear.
Okay, here's why I'm not the one typing. The quick brown fox jumps over the lazy... dog.
It sounds like there's like squirrels in your attic or something like that, you know, like they're running on the roof. Okay, so what is this podcast network called?
How about we go generic and then
we'll generalize it.
Yeah, we're gonna blind carbon copy every network.
So I'm gonna do letter. Dear left bracket podcast network.
Oh, you're doing like a
right
mail merge.
Yeah, see, I'm a smart guy. Dear podcast network, okay, what's the opener here? Hello? Or do we want something stronger like, good morning?
Good morning.
I don't know why.
No, I think we go with that.
Good morning!
Exclamation mark.
Good morning. That doesn't even make sense. Hello. Okay.
We're off to a good start.
We're really knocking this out of the park so far.
Is it I am emailing you or we are emailing you?
We're doing this like as a like. All right. We're doing this as if we are a business entity. If that makes sense.
Okay.
So, dear podcast network, good morning. We at the Time Bat Show.
Yes. Are emailing you.
Are emailing you.
With regards to.
Ooh, with regards. That's nice, too.
With our interest in.
Interest. Becoming an affiliate.
Ah.
Ooh, of the bracket podcast network. exclamation mark.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Okay, new paragraph or just like new line now?
It's only been one sentence.
It's been two because the good morning though.
That's not a, okay. I guess.
Okay. Anyway, next line. So I don't even know what else to say.
We've introduced ourselves and expressed intent. Now we need to talk about ourselves,
our show, and how we're good.
What is the Time Bat
what
show?
What qualities do we offer them as an affiliate, basically?
How about we just copy and paste the description on our website as the next paragraph?
The Time Bat. Well, that's a really long description, though.
Okay. How about just the Time Bat show is
what is the Time Bat show?
Is that like a philosophical question? Or?
Yeah, I mean, I don't really know how to describe our show. I've told not many people about it, but when I do, I'm like, oh, I do a podcast, and like, what kind of show is it? It's like, well, we talk about stuff, and we go off on tangents a lot, you know? I don't know. The Time Bat Show is an experimental... Long form.
Long form.
Long form. Query.
Query. I don't know if I like query.
I don't really like it. After I typed it out, I was like, no.
I don't know about experimental, too. That sounds like they're taking a risk with
okay,
us.
Okay, not experimental. We are...
We are a casual.
Casual. Is you it know. Casual? We're just casual.
Yeah, we're just a casual.
Cash. We're cash.
Question and answer.
Long form. Question and answer. Question and answer.
Comedy.
Answer. Comedy. Gold. Plated. Great. Entertainment. Product. For your listening pleasure. Alright, I don't think that last part was any good. Okay, question and answer. Comedy. Program. Right?
A comedy question and answer program for...
Comedy question and answer program. Question and answer program for the common man.
Don't say man, for the common person.
Person. Exclamation mark.
Yeah. Is what? It really for the common person?
For the irregular person.
No, I like that. That's good.
Ooh, because it makes it sound like... Ooh, we're gonna get like a new audience.
Yeah, it's like it's hip to be a regular.
If you are interested in doing business,
No.
Please send us a check for. No, I'm just kidding. What do you got?
Okay. So, how about a new sentence on what we are? So we. Each week, we cover such exciting topics as...
Exciting topics as... : animal news! exclamation mark.
The weather. Things we do in the shower. No, okay. A media and popular culture.
That's happening. That things we do in the shower is going in the letter.
No, that's fine. That's
okay, what do you got next? I'm sorry.
Mention media and popular culture.
Though. Media and popular culture. Now it sounds like we're a sex podcast. Because it's like things we do in the shower every week. and other cool topic things. No, that sounds really bad.
And we should and whatever else. I don't know if whatever sounds.
And whatever else catches our fancy.
Yeah, sure.
Catches our fancy. You dig? Question mark. Exclamation mark.
We need to mention the tangents. That's kind of what we're famous for.
We are famous for our tangents.
Come for the shower talk, stay for the tangents.
That's our slogan. That'll be at the end of the letter. It'll be like signed. You know, I'm gonna put that down at the bottom. Come for the shower talk, stay for the tangents. Exclamation mark and then winky face. Ooh, yeah, winky face actually worked in Word. Okay, we are famous for our tangents, exclamation mark. We would love to be on your
network. I wouldn't say famous, though. Say known.
We are known throughout the world.
Throughout many great lands.
Throughout many a great land for our tangents. And then, we would love nothing more than to be on your great network, the bracket podcast network.
Perfect.
How do we sign it now? Sincerely, regards, best.
Regards.
Regards.
No, regards is bad. How about your friends?
Your friends. Your new friends. Tie bases are bad things. Right?
Yes. Should we have that generic thank you for your thoughtful consideration line?
Maybe. Yeah, at the end, we would love nothing more to be on your great network, the podcast network. Thank you for your gentle thoughtness and what am I typing right now? Thank you for your consideration. Your new friends, Time Aces and Bat Snacks. And then at the end line is come for the shower talk, stay for the tangents.
Perfect. Done.
I did it. Okay.
We're going to mail that to everybody. Well,
Time Bat Show application, I want to call it. It's kind of like a cover letter. I feel like we're applying to a job or something. That was good. I think we have a really killer we could send them like a little portfolio of our good shows. Be like, here's the really, really good ones that we want you to listen to.
Yeah.
You know? We can get in. I'm excited to be part of Bracket Podcast Network, close bracket, aren't you?
Same.
And use our casual long-form comedy question and answer program for the regular person. Okay. That was great. So, I haven't asked you how you're doing. We just launched into that immediately. I think we should slow the show down and be like, how's life? What's going on in the world of Bat Snacks today?
Life is good.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've been going to the pool, and my head got sunburned.
Wow. We're really getting into high gear on the show now.
Yeah.
I'm sorry your head was sunburned.
It's okay.
Yeah, summer, I wish where I lived had, like, I mean, we have pools, but it's not the same in Texas, you know?
Yeah.
We don't, like, have a pool culture like where Florida does, you know?
There's not, like, a pool in every neighborhood.
Right. We have a pool, but it's not, like, a well-kept pool.
You don't want to go in it.
Yeah, you don't really want to go in the pool, you know? Pool, like, I don't know. Florida has, like, a pool culture. Like, there's a pool all over the place. So you, like, walk, you know, across the street, there's a pool.
basically. Yeah, it's like kind of the only thing to do, too.
Yeah, it's like, oh, what are you going to do today? It's summer. Go to the pool. Go to the ocean. You know, eat fish. Those are the three things you do in Florida, right?
Yes.
And those are like the only three things I miss about Florida, too. The pool, the ocean, and eating fish. That's it. Everything else I'm okay with. So I'm going to go to a movie this weekend.
Which movie are you going to go and see?
The new Alien movie, Alien Covenant.
I might go see that too. It looks like it's good.
It does look like it's good. The problem with Alien movies is they always look like they're good.
The problem with Alien movies is that they're usually not good.
Well, yeah, Alien 1 and Alien 2 are good. Speaking of Alien movies, so since I'm seeing Covenant this weekend, I was like, well, let me catch up on some of the Alien movies I haven't seen lately. I watch Alien and Aliens like once or twice a year because they're good.
Yeah, same. You
know? But I was like, I'm going to go into some deeper cuts. You know, I'm going to do, like, Alien 3. I might see an AVP before then.
AVP was really good.
Really? Are you seriously saying
that? No, I'm serious. I really enjoyed that movie.
Are you...
No, I'm not.
Are you being, like, facetious with me? Are you, like, a hipster? No, I liked that movie. Is this, like, I really like The Room, you know, that kind of thing? Like, I like it, like, ironically or whatever?
No, it was good.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know. I can't see your face right now, but all right. I trust you.
I enjoyed it.
So I saw Alien versus, or not Alien versus, I saw Alien 3 this weekend. I watched it. And it's been like, I don't know, 10 years since I've seen that movie.
What did you think?
I thought, okay, so here's the thing about Alien 3. It's basically similar to what I thought when I first saw it as a teenager, but I think I can put it into words better now. So, like, mm-hmm. The premise of Alien 3 is actually really, really cool, right?
Yeah.
So, it's the one where, like, her ship crashes into, like, a prison colony, right?
Yes.
And there's all these prisoners there, and they're there for, like, terrible crimes and stuff. And mm-hmm. It's all, like, they're isolated, you know? It's just some prison planet, basically. And she Ripley inadvertently brings one of the alien facehuggers with her. And this is, like, directly after Alien 2, the events of Alien 2.
Yes.
So, like, the premise is cool. It's like, oh, it's on a prison planet, and, you know, we got this. And the alien design is different in this one because it infests an animal instead of a person, the facehugger. And that's how the alien baby comes out. So, like, I liked the beginning of the movie because it was like, this is a cool premise. Ripley with a bunch of convicts. That's really neat. And then it just doesn't really go anywhere. Like, it takes a really long time to, like, get into gear, I guess you could say. Mm-hmm. And that's true with, like, the first Alien movie, like Alien 1. But the thing the first Alien movie does well is it builds up that, like, uneasiness really well throughout the whole movie. And then when it hits you with the alien, you're already, like, ready to, like, feel that fear, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Whereas in, like, Alien 3, it felt like, ooh, I can't wait till the alien comes. And I'm like, wow, he's really taking a while to get here. Like, this is like,
where is he? He's running a little bit.
What's going on? Like, what's happening here? And you're just watching Ripley, like, talk to prisoners for a while. And he's like, where's this alien? And then it finally shows up. And by that time, you're like, okay, like, it's an alien. Like, I've seen this in Alien 1 and Alien and Aliens already. And
The characters in Alien 1 and Alien 2 were also a lot better than in Alien 3.
Yeah, I think I liked some of the characters in Alien 3, but they just didn't have a lot of time to develop.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's a lot more, because there's a bunch of prisoners, you know?
So, do you want to know a fun fact about Alien 3?
I would love to know a fun fact.
So, you know the scene where This might not even be Alien 3. I get it confused with 4. But there's a scene in either 3 or 4 where Ripley has a basketball and throws it behind
her.
That's
4. That's 4.
Okay, never mind. Yeah, she actually made that.
Yeah, I heard that. I heard that's like the one good thing that happened in the production of Alien 4.
Yeah, that's right. Because she was like supposed to be a super human genetic.
So 3 is the one where she's like coming right off the events of Alien 2.
Yeah.
And then, so a facehugger infests a dog, and then the alien bursts out of the dog, and it's like a dog alien. Like, it's a big, like,
mm-hmm.
you know, it runs on all fours. But it looks kind of like an alien still. I mean, it does look like an alien. It's just like a four-legged alien, if you will.
Yes.
And then Ripley doesn't know it, but she's got an alien in her belly as well, because she got face-tugged while she was in, like, hypersleep or whatever.
Yes.
And that's like the big reveal at the end of the movie. Like, oh, you got an alien in you. And so what eventually happens is Whale and Yutani comes to the planet after they realize that Ripley was there because they want the alien. And they're going to, like, get her and, like, you know, get the alien baby from her or whatever. And so instead of letting them get it, she, like, jumps in lava and dies with the alien baby inside of her or whatever. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
After they kill the dog alien.
Okay.
And then in Resurrection, she's like a clone or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's really genetically enhanced.
It's really clone. Weird. So, like, I like the idea of Alien 3, but, like, I like the premise. I think the characters could have been cool, but they didn't really develop them very well. And, like, I think the story could have been cool, but, like, it just wasn't super, like, interesting to watch. Like, on paper, it's like, oh, this sounds like a cool movie. But, like, watching it, it's just like, you know, I don't know. Nothing's really, I don't know. There's a lot in the Alien movies. Like, the, like, directing and, like, the pacing is really important. Especially in the first one. Or else it'd be kind of boring.
Yeah.
But they do it so well that it's just like, ooh, you know, I'm scared of what's going to happen next, you know.
I haven't seen Alien 1 in a little bit, but I was thinking about it semi-recently because of Covenant. And I was thinking about the way it was filmed. And I don't know if this is true, but for some reason, I'm remembering that there was an empty... Okay, you know when they wake up from hypersleep?
Yeah.
I'm thinking that there was an empty hypersleep pod, and that was kind of meant to be, like, the audience's hypersleep pod.
Oh, I don't remember.
It's a self-insert kind of movie.
That's an interesting...
I was thinking about the different scenes in the movie, too, where, you know, they're around the table, and they're kind of...
Yes, I was about to mention that.
There's, like, a place set for you at the table. Yeah,
I was about to mention that, because it kind of feels like... You're part of the crew.
Yeah, you're
a little
part
bit
of the crew
in the movie.
And the reason it's so good is because after a while, like, your character kind of dies off, and like it's up to Ripley to lead you around as the leader and kind of save you.
That's an interesting thought because I think Alien works really well because you like it really quickly establishes like the camaraderie with the crew. And so you're like, ooh, I care about all these characters. I kind of feel like I'm one of them. Like, they're having just, like, a normal dinner at a table. Like, I feel like I'm part of that group. And so, like, immediately, like, oh, I'm part of the group. I, like, feel bad when everyone dies.
Yeah, that's why it's so, like, jarring when the man has the things burst out of his stomach.
Yeah, because then you're like, oh, he's safe, finally. Like, that was really scary, but, like, he's okay now, you know?
Yeah, we're all just sitting down like normal. Everything's
just like
fine.
We were in the beginning of the movie. And then, all hell breaks loose. Yeah, and it does that really well. And I think like the tension in the beginning is there because you're always like, oh, I think something bad's gonna happen. But then when it finally happens, it's like jarring and like, whoa. Yeah. Alien 3 like has that tension in the beginning, but then it kind of just like, I don't know, it just like loses it. And then by the time you get the alien to happen, like it kills some random dude you've never seen before, like the first, and you're like, I don't care about that guy. Like, I just care about Ripley dying, and I know she's gonna sacrifice herself in the end of the movie because she's got an alien baby in her belly, like, you know, like,
yeah,
this doesn't do it for me. Anyway, I like the idea of Alien 3, but I don't think it was an interesting thing about Alien 3 though. It's really it's really dark. Like, it's a dark movie because Ripley dies and, like, a bunch of... Like, most people die in the movie. You know? You know, Alien 1 and Alien 2, most people die, too. But, like, at least there's a few survivors. But I hear Covenant is, like, really dark, too. And, like, nihilistic like that. So we'll see. We'll see if Covenant is good. But I'm hoping it is. One thing I really liked about Alien 3 is the set design. At least in the very beginning of the movie was really cool. Like, it looked really cool. Because of the prison planet and stuff. But.
Do you know what I'm hoping for Covenant?
What?
Did you see Predator 4?
I did, yeah.
Where they were all
Predators or whatever?
Yeah.
Isn't that what
If Alien Covenant is just kind of a fun movie like that, I will be,
you'll be
immensely
happy.
Pleased, yeah.
Because you're like, you don't need to remake Alien or Alien 2. Like, you don't need to reach those highs, but as long as you do, like, a serviceable job that, like, brings me back.
I just need, like, a Marvel Comics version of the Alien movie. That's
like
really
a fan service version, basically. So speaking of alien, they're animals. Did you know that? Aliens?
Yes, they are. That's a nice segue.
Do you know what that means?
I know what it means.
It's time for our animal news story. Doo-doo-doo-doo. We haven't done this in like 3 episodes.
Okay, so I'll start with a good one.
I have one too. We have like a bunch today.
So let's I'll go. Do one, then go. You do one, then I'll do one.
Okay, go, I have two. Go. We're making the pace quick.
So I'm going to ask you a question. I'm going to read you this headline, and you're going to say how you think it ends, and I'm going to give you options. It'll be like a trivia question.
Yeah, let's do it.
The headline is, Florida man tries to kiss rattlesnake. Does he A, make it okay?
Uh-huh.
B, get eaten by a crocodile? C, get bitten by the rattlesnake?
Uh-huh.
Or D, get shot by his wife?
Okay.
All of these could be Florida man news it's stories.
It's true, but I think the most logical is that he gets bitten by the rattlesnake.
Yes, that's exactly what happened.
I was hoping that that was going to be what it was. It would be really funny if he like tried to kiss the rattlesnake. The rattlesnake was like, "Whatever, man. Like, just leave me alone." And then a crocodile comes up and is like, "Ow!" immediately.
Wouldn't that be a really good news story, though? Like, the headline is "Florida man tries to kiss rattlesnake," but in the body, it's like, "And he was eaten by a crocodile."
He was eaten by a crocodile. Like, that's like something you have to read down a little bit. Yeah. Like, it's like the footnote to the article. Also, he was eaten by a crocodile. Why would anyone try to kiss a rattlesnake? That doesn't make any sense. I bet he was drunk. He was probably
he's like, "I'm gonna kiss this rattlesnake.
Hold my beer. Watch this." You know? Would you ever do that?
I don't think I've ever been that intoxicated.
Would you kiss, or if you had to kiss a rattlesnake? Okay. Would you go for the lips, or would you like try to like get a, like a peck on like the what do they call like the body of the rattlesnake? The body, I guess.
On the snake.
The snake part.
Yeah.
Snakes really only have two, like, body parts, right? The head and the rest snake. The rest of it.
I don't know. I would probably... I think snakes get spooked easy. I would probably just go head on.
You would? You wouldn't go for, like, a tail shot or something?
But if it sees you out of the corner of its eye, it's
it'll strike? Is
immediately strike, yeah. Would, you know those Indian snake
charmers? Oh, snake charmers.
They go head on. I mean, that sounds bad.
They go head on. They go full bore right in there.
Right in there.
I'm surprised you're going with the lips. I thought this would just be like, "Oh, duh, I'm not going to kiss on the lips." But you're saying the snake's going to get spooked if you go from the side, and it'll be like...
Yeah. Kind
of would you would slow. You'd be like steady, slow and steady kind of thing, right?
I mean, I would probably be drunk if I was having to kiss a rattlesnake. And
so maybe you could just do it really fast, like ripping off a Band-Aid.
I would probably do, like, the snake charmer thing, like, woo.
You would, like, here pretend to play, like, a flute or something.
Yeah.
And you'd, like, bob your head back and forth, be like, do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do- I mean, it kind of is, but I got it from the media, so blame them. Yeah, we know that's not how snake charmers actually are, FYI. So my animal news story is similar. I don't know where this took place. I need to look it up. It's probably... Oh, it's not Florida. It's Massachusetts. A drunk driver, alleged drunk driver, had a bearded dragon lizard inside her bra, which is why she was appearing to be drunk during... well, she was drunk also, but I don't think the bearded dragon helped the situation at all. And she hit yeah. she hit 6 mailboxes.
Goodness.
Yeah, and she like ran off the road and hit a tree at the end of it.
She was just driving around with a bearded dragon in her clothes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right.
Where did she get it?
Maybe it was her pet. I don't know.
Yeah, but she was like drinking before.
Maybe it was like a prank, right? So, like, she got, first, she was drinking, right? And her friend was like, I dare you to kiss that rattlesnake, right? And she does. And then he's like, I dare you to put this bearded dragon in your bra. And it's, like, his. You know, it's, like, it's a pet.
And then she just forgot about
it. And she does it. And then she's like, and he's like, how long? She's like, how long? And he's like, oh, for the whole night. Like, however long you could do it. And she's like, I'll do it. I'll do it so long you'll regret challenging me. And then, like, at the end of the night, like, she wakes up, you know, maybe she passes out. She wakes up at, like, 3 or 4 in the morning. She's like, oh, I need to get back to home or whatever. Drives home, completely forgets the bearded dragon situation.
And then while she's driving home, it starts.
starts wiggling and wailing away. And it's like, time to get up, you know? And she's like, ah! And she's drunk, so she doesn't know what to do. What
if she was driving home from the party and she had brought the bearded dragon to the party and they were separate before she got pulled over? But then right as she was being pulled over, she was like, okay, I need an excuse.
Maybe. That's
let me grab I never thought of that. Throw that in.
Throw it in my bra. And then be like, officer, I'm not drunk. A bearded dragon was in my bra. And then the officer's like, we are right.
I need
and
he's like, wow. The car, ma'am.
And then he's like, wow, it is actually in your bra, though. So maybe it's an excuse kind of thing. That's could be it's clever. It's like
one of those really bad drunken excuses.
It obviously didn't work because... The story is that she got arrested for drunk driving because she was intoxicated. And B, it was a beard. There was a bearded dragon in her bra. So all that that made for her was, I'm reading the story now. Otherwise, I wouldn't be reading the story. You know what I mean? Do you think you would react better to an animal on your person as drunk or as sober? You know what I mean? Because, like, if you're driving... And there's like a spider crawling on your face, right? Right? Imagine that. If you're sober, you're going to freak out. I would freak out.
I would freak out.
And that's dangerous. But if you're drunk, you would probably also freak out, but you don't have as much wherewithal to do as many... Like, you can't make as many bad decisions consecutively as drunk because you're not...
You just don't care as much?
Well, because you're not... conscious enough to do so, I guess, is my point.
I think it would always be worse being drunk. You might think it would be better, but that's part of, like...
Like, you're like, what if I get drunk? Like, drunk you doesn't care. You're like, oh, whatever.
Just screw it.
There's just a spider. It was fine. But, like, sober you is like, ah! And then, like, crashes their car. So this could be a situation where being... I'm not advocating it at all. I'm just, but yeah, I'm like...
You should try. You should just drive drunk all the time in case a spider crawls on your face.
If there are animals involved in your car, you should always be drinking.
It's just safer.
It's just common sense. I could see that like PSA. It's like if you believe you might have spiders in your car, please always be drinking because it's safer to react to spiders as a intoxicated individual.
You shouldn't do that, though. That's not good.
You should not do that. I'm sorry.
I think you would always make worse decisions drunk, no matter what.
I don't know. I'm a pretty chill drunk, though. Like, I'm, like, too...
Yeah, like, but... I'm too, you would, like... You would be distracted, though.
That's true. Like, you'd be like, oh, look, a spider! Look, that's so cool!
You'd be calmer, but more distracted.
Like, oh, what's a spider do? And then you'd crash, yeah.
Yeah.
Whereas, like, if you freaked out, like... You have more chances of crashing, like, in that, like, a couple seconds of freak out. But once you pull over, you're like, okay. You'll actually pull over as a sober person. As a drunk person, you just be like, I got this. Spider crawling on my face. I'm good. Like, YOLO, right? That's what drunk people say.
Yes.
Okay, you had one more animal news, and then we're going to move into questions.
Cyclops goat born with one eye is worshipped by villagers in India.
Seriously? This happened?
Yeah, there's a goat born with one eye, and he's really ugly.
Is it a big eye, or is it like a little
eye? No, it's like twice as the size of a normal goat eye. He looks like a cyclops.
Is it a cool-looking picture?
He looks really ugly, but yeah, it's pretty cool, I guess.
Why is it always India that these things happen?
I think they have more goats. It's like the bigger... It's a bigger place.
They always get the weird animals, though. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, they always get, like, the weird twin conjoined lambs and stuff. It's probably because there's more, like, there's more raising animals there. Like, there's more breeding there.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. It's just weird. So, they're worshipping this goat, huh?
I mean, it says so in the article. It says that it's a miracle.
A miracle goat?
Yeah. Miracle goat.
What's so miraculous about a goat with one eye, though?
I don't know. I think it's a cool looking eye. I don't know if I'd go as far as a miracle, but
I wonder what animal would do the worst with one eye.
Something that needs depth perception.
Like every animal?
I mean, like, a dolphin would be okay. They have echolocation. But, like, a monkey?
Any animal that has eyes on either side of their head would be screwed.
Yeah.
Like a bird?
Yeah. Oh, birds, yeah.
They would
it would just crash into everything.
That would be so bad for birds. Like, if they only had one eye.
Yeah.
They would just crash into stuff all the time. Poor bird. I feel bad.
Yeah.
What if a bird had, like, a really big eye, though?
Like...
Like, it's like the goat eye. Like, it's, like, around this entire head, like a cyclops.
But you still can't see how close things are.
That's true. You do lack depth perception.
Yeah. You need that stereoscopic vision.
All right, fine. Sorry, my question was so bad.
No, it's okay. Imagining a bird with a big eye is kind of funny.
Just that sounds like...
like, it's in the middle of its body.
It's just genetic mutation or something.
Yeah.
We have a lot of Reddit questions to get through today. Do you want to try? Do you want to try to get through all of them?
We have a listener question first,
though. We do. I totally forgot. Thank you.
It's okay.
One of our favorite listeners and one of our guests one time, Gio, sent us a question today. I think it's a fantastic question. The question is, what is the largest denomination of money you'd pick up on the side of the road? Like, you would bother to pick up. Like, you see something, and you're like, okay, I don't care about that. And you move on.
I pick up pennies.
You pick up pennies?
Yeah.
They're worthless, though.
But they're good luck.
Oh, my God. Okay, so excluding the good luck penny, what denomination of money?
I'll pick up any amount of money.
5 cents? 10 cents? Doesn't matter?
Yeah.
So if you see it on the road, you'll pick it up.
I mean, if it's, like, in a place where you shouldn't pick things out of... Like
on, like, a bar room floor or something, you're not going to pick it up?
Yeah, if it's in a place with a bunch of...
Gross stuff.
Gross stuff or people, I'm not going to pick up a penny. But just, like, on the road, in the parking lot, I'll pick up a penny.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Do you do that every time?
I don't see them very often, but...
But you do.
I get kind of excited, too. It's good luck, you know? I don't actually believe that, but I like to think to myself, hey, a good luck penny. Oh, yeah.
Good luck penny. Look, I'm getting good luck now. I see change on the side of the road all the time, and I'm just like, whatever, I don't care. I don't need that change. What if you're late for a meeting, and you're like, oh, I gotta get over here, and then you see a penny, and you're like, good luck, though.
No, I wouldn't do it if I was late to a meeting.
But it's good luck, right?
Yeah,
what if you're late to a job interview?
I might.
Yeah, right? Because you're only taking a couple more seconds. You're late already. Picking up the penny might give you good luck in the job interview that you're already kind of late for.
You can barge in and be like, sorry, I just had to pick up this penny.
I had to pick up this lucky penny. And then you, like, flip it, like, with your thumb towards the person that's doing the interview, and they, like, catch it, you know? And they, like, look up and smile and nod at you, and then you, like, wink at them. And then you sit down.
And you do, like, the finger gun motion.
Oh, yeah, you do a finger gun. You snap and do the finger gun, and you're like... And then you're like, let's get this interview on the road. And then you put your feet up on the table and cross your legs.
Yeah. You gotta take your shoes off first.
And then you lean back in your chair and put your hands behind your head. And you're like... Ah.
And you say, good morning.
Even if it's, like, in the afternoon.
Yes.
Say, good morning, everyone. Sorry I'm late. I had to pick up a lucky penny. That would be... What's the best way to start a job interview? And by best, I mean, like, worst.
Good morning is pretty fantastic.
Well, why is good morning so bad, though?
No, you have to say it, like, really loud.
Good morning! It's, like, 1 p.m. Good morning!
Yeah. I don't know
morning,
why that's so
sir.
Funny.
And they're like, it's the afternoon. And then you just say it again, like, more forceful. Good morning.
No, you gotta say, like, some random, like, phrase that just doesn't belong in conversation at all.
You can say good morning in, like, German, and then
a
go back
to penny saved
good
is a penny earned.
Good morning. What if you have, like, a group interview where you have, like, 5 people?
Yeah.
You go up to each of them and shake their hands and say good morning to each and every one of them. Good morning. And you intone it a little differently every time?
Yeah. Good like, morning. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. You know, like that.
You could bring food with you. Like, sorry,
interview?
I haven't eaten yet. I need to just eat while we're doing this.
What's the worst food you could bring into an interview? It would have to be like really messy or something. Yeah. What if, like a pastrami sandwich?
Yeah, some kind of messy meat sandwich.
It's like a greasy meat, and you have to like
chili
have to, like,
dogs,
like 80 napkins for it.
Ribs.
and you do the thing with the napkins where you like tuck it into your. You tuck it into your shirt. And you have to, like, make a lot of loud chewing.
Yeah, noise. Like...
And lick your fingers. And you're like, don't mind me. I haven't had lunch yet. Oh, my God. And you put your feet up on the desk. Or on the table. What about, like, lobster?
Yeah, you have to crack... You know the pocket protector things?
In the interview, yes.
So you've got a pocket protector, and one of them is a crab opener.
And you're like, for whenever I eat crab, which yes. is all the time, or whatever. Like, yeah, you're eating it so often you have it in your pocket.
And you need to say, by the way, I have a crab allergy. Don't be alarmed if I start to swell up.
But then you're like, but I just love it so much. I have yes. to eat it every day. And it's so a gift.
You're doing the interview and like your throat is like closing up
and you're like, don't mind me. And you're like, it's a gift and a curse to have this crab allergy because yes. I love crabs. You can put on like the lobster, like the bib thing, you know?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And have like a little thing of butter, like melted butter that you bring into the interview room.
Yes.
This is really coming together as the best interview. I think... You would be memorable, at the very least.
They would certainly remember you, maybe not in a good way.
I don't know. It depends on what kind of job. Like, if it was, like, a fun job. You know, like, that guy really made an impression on me, you know?
He just started eating ribs, like...
Right. Rib guy really made an impression on me. The cool thing about that is, like, if they interview a bunch of people, they're not going to know everyone's name, right?
Yeah.
But, like, if they refer to you at some point in the future, they're like, so who should we hire? And it's like, well, who do you remember? Like, well, I remember Rib Guy, you know, like, and they have, like, a name for you. Like, you're Rib Guy or Lobster
That's true.
Guy. Like, they don't know your name, but you're like, I remember Rib Guy. Rib Guy was good. Let's look at Rib Guy's resume again.
And, you know, you if know they what I mean? Hire you, you are Rib Guy forever.
For, like, your entire yeah. your entire history at that company. Like, hey, Rib Guy, how's it going? And then you need to eat ribs a lot to, like, continue the...
Yes.
Right, the trend, because they'd be disappointed if you stopped eating ribs. I wonder if a company has ever hired someone for their sense of humor.
Yeah, I'm sure there has.
Like, oh, we just need someone, we need a warm body, but you're really funny, Rib Guy, so you you come and do it, you know what I mean? Like, it's just some job, like a data entry job or something. I don't know, something that's...
Yeah, it's like some kind of executive assistant. All you have to do is assist the president of the company and yeah. just make him laugh from time to time.
Right, that's your job.
Yeah.
You're the jester of the company. Yeah. But the job description doesn't say that explicitly. It's more like, oh, you're going to assist us in planning stuff or whatever.
Yeah, make travel arrangements.
But in reality, yeah. like, you just make us laugh. You know?
Yeah.
So coming in with the ribs, that's a bold move. That's a strong choice, you know. Anyway, so last segment of this question, largest denomination of money you pick up. You say a penny. I say like a dollar because I'm not going to even bother with change. I'm not bothering with measly change. What is the smallest amount of money on the side of the road that you'd fight somebody for? Not like fisticuffs, but like if you're both grabbing at the same time, you'd be like, whoa,
yeah.
that was mine. You know what I mean? What would you do? What's the smallest?
So anything less than $100, I would just let the other person have it.
Really? Even like 50?
Yeah.
Like let's say you go down, right? And at the same time, $50 bill on the ground. You grab one corner, he grabs the other. It's like a Lady and the Tramp kind of thing in verse, yeah. you know, and then you like both pull it and it's like, it goes taut and you're like, oh, you look up and you're like, damn it. And then you kind of yank it back and forth, right?
Yeah.
You would just let it go. You'd be like, fine, screw you.
Yeah, probably. I don't think that I would fight anyone for any amount of money because anything over 100, it's going to be separate bills anyway. You can just grab one and go.
That's true.
But for 100 specifically, I might say, hey, you want to split it?
Grab it and go. That's just a funny thought with a lot of money, right?
Yeah. Like someone just drops the bag of money right. that you see in movies.
Grab
sometimes.
And go. Grab yeah. and go. Yeah, so you wouldn't fight for it. Interesting. All right. You want to get into Reddit questions? That was a great question, Gia. Thank you for that question. That was let's a fantastic question. Let's get into Reddit questions. I have all the Reddit questions today. I found them like a million. So if you don't like a question, just make the beeper noise, like, eh, and I'll just move on, okay? Just do it.
I'm going to need to do that once just so that I can make the noise.
Okay, that's fine. What's a supposedly fun activity that no one actually enjoys doing? I have one really quick. Jet skiing.
Jet skiing is awesome.
Okay, but like, okay, maybe it's not jet skiing. What's the one water one that's like not, it's like a pain in the ass to do? It's not jet skiing. There's one I did on the water once, and I was just like, this isn't worth the effort. It might have been the one with, not jet skiing, it's the ski
water
ones.
Skiing?
Yeah, water skiing, that's it.
Yeah, that's, it takes a lot of effort.
It took like 2 hours to set up, and then I was like on the water for like 20 seconds, so I was like, well, that was fun. You know? So that's my answer to that. Jet skiing's the one with the, I can't believe I
yeah,
forgot.
That's you get
that's
your
like
own.
The motorcycle.
It's like motorcycling on the water.
Yeah, that one's fun. Yeah, water skiing, that was not worth it. Not worth
yeah,
it at all.
I agree. It's a ton of setup, and it hurts.
It does. Also, anything New Year's related? My birthday is on New Year's.
I bet you.
Which makes it even more fun when I say fun, not fun. So, like, no one's ever around. But then when you try to do something, it's like, let's do something fun. And then, like, it's like, okay, that was kind of boring, you know, because it is.
Maybe birthdays in general.
I think birthdays are super, like, the problem with birthdays, New Year's, any special event, right? You, like, watch TV, you watch movies, and there's all these people having a really great time on their birthday. And you're like, I want that. Like, that's going to be me this year. And then you try to do that, and you're like, this is, like, the worst thing I've ever done. You know, like, why did I even think to do this? You know, like, I'd rather be at home, like, playing Team Fortress 2 or something, you know?
Yeah.
Some random thing. Oh, it's the worst.
We might just be Grinches.
Maybe like, we are.
I think everybody else enjoys this.
Maybe they do. The other thing about me, I find, is, like, I like the thought of hanging out with people, but then when I actually do it, I'm like, what am I doing here? Like, I do not, yeah. This is not fun. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I do.
I don't know if you have a similar experience. Like, I like hanging out with you and, like, a select group of people. But, like, if someone's like, hey, let's go out and do this, I'm like, okay. And then I go out and I'm like, why am I here? Like, what am I doing? But, like, the idea sounds really good. And then in execution, I'm just like, okay, I'm bored.
So my biggest issue with hanging out is I don't know a lot of people that know how to handle downtime. Like yeah. just the act of not
and
doing
And they like
anything.
To just make a conversation happen out of thin air.
It's like, it's okay if we just sit here and do nothing. Like, this is what I
do every day, yeah. But they'll try to force a conversation. Is that what you're saying? And it'll be a really bad conversation.
Yeah, it'll be like, I can't even think of it.
I can't either. People are amazing at that, though. Like, I was with a group of people a few days ago, and it's like, mostly it's fine, but then there was like dead air, and I was like, all right, cool, I'll just drink my beer, it's fine. But then someone always had something to say every, like, there was a break, and they'd be like, have you heard about blah, have you heard about blah? And then most of the time, I'm just like, okay, I don't care about this conversation. And then I just, like, kept, like, not paying attention.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it's just, I don't know, people have a gift of, like, filling dead air. But most of the time for me, it's like, I don't care, you know, doesn't matter. Anyway. All right, what is your favorite word?
I'll say is my favorite word.
Nice, good choice.
I say it a lot.
Good choice. Is that your favorite, really, for your favorite word?
I don't think I have a favorite word.
I have a couple favorite words. So, not really favorite, but what's a word that, do you ever get on, like, word kicks? Where you're like,
what's that?
You'll, like, say a word a lot that you, like, not necessarily just learned, but, like, that you've, like...
You just remembered?
Yeah, you're just like, oh, that's a cool word. I'm going to integrate that in my vocabulary a lot more, you know?
Yeah, I do that sometimes. Like, I'll remember a word, and then I have to use it in a sentence.
Like, a lot.
Or else.
It happens to me all the time. Do you have a word right now that's going through rotation?
I don't think so.
So, I have two, okay? I have ostensibly...
Oh.
Do you know what that word means?
Yes.
It means, like, perhaps, but not... Like...
You know, I could do this, or ostensibly I could do this.
Yeah, it means like may like perhaps but not actually like obvious obviously but maybe not true. So it's like yeah. So it's like obviously but less firm than obviously. Like apparently, you know, it's like a synonym.
Yes.
Apparently. But it's cooler to say ostensibly. And then the other word I like to use a lot is incorrigible.
That's a good word.
Do you know what that means?
Yeah, have you ever seen The Sound of Music?
Yes.
Does she it's a really, really bizarre reference. Did but they that, use that, that word is used in that movie.
Does Julie Andrews use it?
Yes, she does.
Just do the impression. I want to hear it.
I don't just think do it. I don't think Come I can on. Do Julie Andrews. But she describes
You're incorrigible. Is that what she says?
Yes.
You're incorrigible. Is that what she said? Like that?
And then the little kid says, what does incorrigible mean? And then no one ever tells him.
Oh, man. That's a good reference right there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's means, a winner.
That is a winner. Music. It means like someone that is really stubborn and won't ever listen to reason, basically.
Yes. But it's usually meant in like an endearing kind of way.
Yeah. Yes. Kind of like, oh, you're incorrigible.
Aren't you just the spirited Sally?
Right. Like, it's also kind of like, oh, aren't you incorrigible? But also, like, you're really annoying me with your with your stubbornness right now. But in, like, a cute way, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But in, like, a endearing kind of way. So, like, I'm an incorrigible incorrigible person. I just know that. But I'd like to think it's in an endearing way. We'll see. You miraculously survived 5 years in the wild. What's the first thing you say after you're rescued?
Good morning.
I couldn't have asked for a better response than that. Like, no matter what time it is, you're like, good morning.
I need to have, like, the really big, like, crazy person eyes.
I would hope you have, like, a really big beard. And you say good morning with, like, your arms out, like you're about to give them a really big bear hug or something. You know what
I'm
I mean?
Imagining that I'm wearing, like, a bunch of really weird clothes. Like, I have, like, bones in my hat.
And you've like, made, like, a deer skin, like, sweater or something. I don't know.
Yes.
You know, everything. You have, like, a leather skin thing. You've skinned
I'm
a lot
really
of animals.
I'm really dirty.
You look like Robin Williams in Jumanji.
Yes.
You know?
That's a good one.
Right. Yeah. And you're like, good morning. That's the perfect answer. What is something common that has never happened to you? Something common that people say or do, you know, something somebody does something. You can ant this one if you don't like it.
I've never been married.
Well, that's 50,
pretty common.
That's like 50% of the population hasn't been married. I don't think that's, I don't know. Good
I
answer.
I haven't been, I don't know, a lot of other stuff has happened.
You haven't been, you can now shoot the last thing you bought out of your hands like Spider-Man.
Nice.
What are you slinging?
I think my answer might be really good.
What is it?
Marmite.
What is Marmite?
It's British Vegemite. Excuse me.
He's slinging Marmite out of your hands.
I can. It's the worst God. Possible thing.
What is that? How, that would have like the worst power. Like
it has almost zero utility.
Well, you could feed the hungry.
Would they really want
it? You'd like go like to Africa and you'd be like, "Here, everyone." I'd be like, "We don't want your Marmite. Yeah. We don't want Vegemite. Whatever. We don't. What is it like? It's like
It's a thick, salty paste.
Yeah, it's made out of yeast. Yeast. Yeah, like we don't want your yeast paste. Marmite Man would be the name of your superhero instead of Spider-Man.
You know, I've been eating it a lot recently. I really like it.
You tried it like a few weeks ago. I remember you mentioning it on an episode.
Yeah, now it's like my go-to sandwich.
Really? Marmite? What do you put on it?
Just cheese and Marmite.
And bread. What kind of bread do you use?
It's like making a grilled cheese, except you just have Marmite on it, yeah.
What kind of bread do you use? Like wheat?
I usually buy like Wonder Bread.
Wonder bread? Just, you know, the white bread?
the regular.
You do toast it?
Yeah.
Well, as Marmite man, you would never have to buy Marmite again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It costs like 25 cents at the store.
So it's not even a useful power because like.
No.
Like if I slung like, I don't know, alcohol or something expensive.
Yeah, like beer.
That yeah, like awesome. That's like, okay, I never have to buy that again. I just fill her up right from my hands.
I mean, that's kind of gross because it comes from gross. A person, but...
Well, so is Marmite.
It's right? Not as gross as Marmite.
I mean, I don't know. What would you rather eat out of a person? Like, okay, you got Beer Man, you got Marmite Man, right? Interestingly, these are both yeast-based products.
Yes.
You got Beer Man, you got Marmite Man. Beer Man's like, shoots a beer into your cup. And he's like, here you go, brah, right?
I would.
And then Marmite Man's like,
choose.
And he's like, here you go, here's your Marmite. That was my impression of Marmite Man. And then you have a choice, you have to eat one. You would eat, well, drink or eat one. You'd eat the.
Of course, beer, yeah.
Go with the beer, yeah. Because Marmite, you don't know where that Marmite has been.
I mean, you don't know where the beer has been.
Yeah, but I mean, it's beer. At the very least, you know you'll like
it. It has alcohol in it, it's kind of an antibacterial.
Yeah, you know you'll like the beer. The Marmite, you're like, I don't know. I don't even know if I like Marmite, period. Much less Marmite from some dude's wrists.
I think you would like it if I made you a grilled cheese sandwich with Marmite.
The only way I'm eating Marmite is if you develop the Marmite slinging ability and then make me a sandwich. That's the only way I'm eating
Marmite. Here's the thing about slinging Marmite, too. Like, if I were Beer Man, I would share that power with people. I would show people. If I were Marmite Man, I don't think I would ever actually
show
anyone.
You'd keep to yourself... You'd be like a hidden superhero.
Yeah, I would never show anybody that power.
Do you think there's, like, mutants in the X-Men that, like, Xavier, like, locates? And they're like, oh, hello, like, come to my class. What is your power? And they're like, oh, I sling Marmite. And he's like, never mind.
We're going to leave you here. Check that one off the list.
Like, nope, not worth the time. There has to be mutants like that, right?
Yeah, they're just... Like, they're so human that they can pass fine in society. They don't really need
right.
a special
and
university.
And, like, Xavier and the X-Men don't need Marmite Man.
No.
Like, they don't have any use for that. And Marmite Man isn't going to be, like, come a interesting, like, an X-Men that's, like, going to really change the world. So it's like, whatever, just, we don't care about you. Just kidding.
Yeah, I mean, even, like, biological data, like, no one cares why he became Marmite Man.
Like, he got bitten by a radioactive Marmite.
Well, I mean, his genes are... You wouldn't want to replicate that. Like, that's not a...
What if Marmite Man had a child? Would that be another Marmite Man? Maybe
Marmite
they would...
boy.
Maybe... maybe they would sling Vegemite. You know, or something else. Or Spam or something like that. Some other...
Ew, gross.
Terrible food. Yeah, but yeah, Marmite Man would be like a passed up X-Men. Be like, yeah, we don't need you, you know.
He's like, you know, back in, there are certain kind of like racist comic book characters.
Yeah.
He's like the Australian comic. Like, Marvel was like, okay, we need to appeal to
the Australian
fans. You know, what Americans think Australian people are like. Uh-huh. And they're like, well, I heard a song on the radio. They really like that Vegemite.
So let's make Vegemite Man, and then they like he makes all the X-Men Vegemite sandwiches like on their
he
break.
Rides on a kangaroo
on their lunch break. Yes, he rides on a kangaroo, or he rides on a kangaroo, but then when they're traveling across the ocean, he like surfs on alligators.
Yeah,
you know, isn't that a movie where like someone's like going back to water skiing? Isn't there a movie where someone water skis on alligators?
I hope so.
I think I remember like seeing that picture in my head somewhere. Anyway, that's Marmite Man. He has one of those Australian hats, you know, like the whatever it's called, you know, the flipped up hat.
Yeah, it's like a cowboy hat,
but
better.
Flipped up, but Australian version. Yeah.
Yeah.
Vegemite Man, eh? And then he's like,
he's got a big knife.
Okay, we have a bunch more questions, but we're gonna need to do trivia soon here. What are common problems people will have now that we're still... This is a really terribly worded question. What common problems that we have now will we still have in 1,000 years? Go.
I have no idea.
Going to the bathroom. Like, all the bodily functions, we're not going to get rid of those. Those are just
really? A thousand years?
You think we're going to, like, you think we're going to auto bathroom or something?
I mean, we can already kind of put pouches in people.
That's true, I guess. But, I mean, you would not want one of those.
I don't know. I don't like going to the bathroom.
Well, all right. I'm going to ant this one now because I don't want to do it.
You don't want to talk about
it? I don't want to go there anymore.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. If we all were to write a catchy song together, how would it start? We already kind of wrote something today. Let's just do the first line of the next big pop song together right now. Word at a time. You
can't
touch
my
body. There it is. You can't touch my body. You can't
touch my body.
I feel like that's a song already. You can't touch my body, and you sit. I don't know.
Yeah, that's a song.
Yeah, so we just reinvented it. What's the worst name you've seen someone give their child?
Antarctica's pretty bad.
You've seen that?
Yeah, I've seen that.
Someone I know, someone my wife knows, named their child Integer.
No.
Like the math, yes. Like the math term, Integer.
Do they know it? An integer is?
Yes, I think they're like a statistician or something. They're like a math person.
That's so much worse than Antarctica.
Integer. I think it's. I don't know if it's a girl or a boy. I forget. But I mean,
do they call him int?
I don't know. I don't know if that's worse or better. Int.
It's
public static void. Int. No. I don't know. That's the worst one I've ever heard.
That's a really bad name.
That's like naming your kid, like, whole number. Or imaginary. Real. Asymptote.
It's just naming your kid, like, just a concept. Like, here, let's name our child Marxism.
Marxism. Marxism Smith. Who, after they get bitten by a radioactive Marmite, turns into Marmite Man. Yeah, I don't know. Integer is just a bad name. A genie grants you one wish, but one... Oh, this is a bad question. I'm skipping it. Here's a good one. This year's Hunger Games is held inside an orchestra auditorium, but you can only use musical instruments as your weapon. What do you choose? I mean, I think I would just choose the biggest thing, right?
Maybe percussion.
Yeah.
They have, like, mallets you can beat people with.
I was going to choose, like, a cello because it's really big.
Yeah.
But then it would break pretty easily, right?
Okay, what if... Okay, so it's like D&D. What if you're, like, the bard class and you can charm people with your music?
I don't think reality works that way, though.
Yeah, I mean, you could maybe...
You could.
People might keep you around.
If you're really good at, like, violin, they'd be like, oh, that's nice, you know?
Yeah.
Or you start playing, like, some battle music on the keys... You know, you're like, and everyone's like, yeah, I like it. I dig it, you know. And then they keep you around for a little while.
Okay, all right, maybe electric guitar. You can use a complex series of amps and speakers and distortion pedals to make it sound like you're coming from directions where you're not coming from.
Okay, that seems very complicated, but yeah, I like it.
Yeah, I could see that being happening in a fictional setting.
You could turn the amps up all really loud, like in the beginning of Back to the Future, and like shoot everyone out of it, you know.
Oh, okay.
Blown back, yeah, or whatever.
You could do that.
Mm-hmm. That's my answer. So those, all of those.
Electric guitar is a good one. You can beat people with it too.
All right, let's do trivia. I'm ready for trivia.
Okay.
You could beat people, yeah. That's true.
All right. It's trivia time. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. You ready?
Here we go. Yeah, I'm ready. I'm so ready.
Okay. So I'm going to ask you to choose some lifelines.
Yep.
You can choose a 5-second Bing, 5-second Google, 10-second Bing, 30-second Yahoo. You can choose Monty Hall, 50-50, ask a friend, phone a rando.
I'm going to go with 10-second Bing, Monty Hall, and phone a friend.
Okay, perfect. Your first category today is... I'm not sure. I'm just going to go ahead with the question.
That's fine.
I couldn't find any bird trivia. So
mystery. The mystery category. The wild
mystery category. The duck-billed platypus is a mammal, despite having many non-mammal characteristics. Which of these is false? A. It lays eggs. B, it has no nipples. C, it has no stomach. What? Or D, it has a 3-chambered heart as opposed to a 4-chambered heart.
What? What?
None of these are mammal characteristics, and one of them is false.
So, okay. So all of these are true except one?
Yes.
No way.
The duck-billed platypus. One of these is false. A, it lays eggs. B, it has no nipples. C, it has no stomach. Or D, it has a 3-chambered heart.
I feel like it has to have a stomach. Like, how would it digest stuff without a stomach? That doesn't make any sense. But at the same time, what was the other one? It has no nipples. It has a 3-chambered heart.
It lays eggs.
It lays eggs. I think I heard somewhere that platypus lays eggs. So I might say that's true. God damn it. Platypus is a weird freaking creature, man.
Yes, they are.
When did, like, who got drunk when making the platypus? That was, like, evolution or God or whoever. They really messed that up. They must have had a bearded dragon in their bra that day on the job.
Yeah.
I'm gonna do a. Maybe I'll just guess this one. Ooh. 10-second Bing. Monty Hall. I'm gonna do Monty Hall. Monty Hall.
Okay.
Okay. I'm gonna lock in Lay's eggs. Because I think they lay eggs. So. Actually, no, I'm not gonna lock in that. Because this is false. So I need to lock in the one that I think. Shit. No, yeah, I'm gonna lock in that one, yeah.
Okay. So I'm eliminating. It has no nipples, and it has no stomach.
Okay. So it either doesn't lay eggs, or it doesn't have a 3-chambered heart.
Yes.
I'm going to go with doesn't have a 3-chambered heart is false.
That is correct.
Yeah!
It has a 4-chambered heart, just like a normal mammal.
Yes, but it doesn't have nipples.
Or a stomach.
And it lays... How does it not have a stomach?
I don't know.
That doesn't make any sense. Where does the food go after it eats it?
It just...
Does it just poop it out immediately or something? Goes
in
and out.
And out the other.
In and out. Just goes in and out.
Okay. Your second category is video games.
Yeah. I like video games.
Okay. The question is, while Sonic the Hedgehog's style was based on Michael Jackson... Mm-hmm. His attitude was based on blank's get it done attitude.
Oh, God. All right.
A, Abraham Lincoln. B, John F. Kennedy. C, Bill Clinton.
No.
Or D, Richard Nixon.
Oh, God. It's all presidents. Oh, no. Why does it have to be all presidents? This isn't real. This is not a real question. No, it's not. You're lying. This is like some Sega fan site that someone's like, I got a good question for.
It's on Wikipedia. It has like 5 citations.
Bullshit. I don't believe you. All right.
Well, Sonic the Hedgehog's style was based on Michael Jackson.
I do not believe this at all.
His attitude was based on blank's get it done.
It wasn't based on... No way that the designers were like... What president should we base Sonic's attitude on, everyone?
A, Abraham Lincoln. Know. B, John F. Kennedy. C, Bill Clinton. Or D, Richard Nixon.
Okay. I'm going to go out on a limb and say Richard Nixon is not correct. But I don't know. Like, you never really know. Maybe they liked Richard Nixon a lot over there in Japan. I don't know. But I feel like they wouldn't really call that out. Like, yeah, we base Sonic on Richard Nixon, everyone.
One of these is true.
So Sonic was made in the 90s, which kind of leads me to believe it's a more modern president. So I'm kind of leaning towards JFK. Or Bill Clinton seems like he might have been a little too late for Sonic, you know? You know what I mean? But I'm leaning to one of those. I'm going to do my 10-second Bing.
Okay.
Give me a second to bring it up.
Watch this be totally wrong, and it's not on
Bing. All right, I got Bing.com ready to load.
Okay. 3, 2, 1, go. Your time begins
Sonic
now.
Sonic the Hedgehog, president. That's what I'm Binging.
5 seconds remaining.
Oh, God. president based
one. Time out.
Oh God, this doesn't. Okay, wait. So on the page, I see. Oh God, I see a snippet because it's just Bing like the snippets, and I see future president Bill, but it doesn't say Clinton. It just says Bill because it's just a snippet. So I don't actually know if it says Bill Clinton there, but that's the best I can do. So I'm going to go with Bill Clinton.
Finally. See, Bill Clinton is correct.
What? Really?
Sonic the Hedgehog's attitude was apparently based on Bill Clinton.
Is that a good or a bad thing? I don't really know. I kind of like that, though.
I kind of like it.
He's half Michael Jackson and half Bill Clinton. I hope when I play the next Sonic game, I like see him in that light.
I don't see it at all.
I'm going to be looking for it in the next Sonic game.
Like, that's he doesn't play saxophone. He's not like a weird, not going to say anymore, okay?
A music person.
Yes.
He doesn't dance a lot. Maybe Bill Clinton really liked chili dogs. Chili dogs are my favorite food.
Maybe.
Next question.
Okay, the last category is Australia.
Yeah.
This fence in Australia is the longest fence in the world. It is about twice as long as the Great Wall of China.
Wow, that's a long fence.
Is it A, the Dingo Fence?
Oh my God.
B, the Tasmanian Fence? C, the Black Snake Fence? Or D, the Bandicoot Fence?
Oh, it has to be animal stuff, doesn't it?
Yes.
All right, I'm going to use my friend thing, if I can find a friend. Megan! I think I don't have a friend to ask. That was a mistake. I'm going to ask someone on Facebook really quick, see if they answer in the next 5 seconds.
Okay.
How long do I have?
I'll give you a good minute.
A minute? So
beginning now, really? Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to message them. What is the thing again?
Okay. This fence in Australia is the longest fence in the world. It is about twice as long as the Great Wall of China. Is it A, the Dingo Fence? B, the Tasmanian Fence? C, the Black Snake Fence? Or D, the Bandicoot Fence?
Bandicoot. All right, we got it. Longest fence in Australia, da 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 da.
30 seconds remaining.
Megan! Do it! Answer! I have to guess. How much time do I have left?
15 seconds.
Come on, no! All
right. Coming up on 5 seconds.
I'm guessing. I guess Tasmanian fence. That sounds the most Australian. Although Bandicoot sounds pretty strange. I'm going to go with Tasmanian fence. Tasmanian fence.
B, Tasmanian fence is incorrect.
No!
It's the Dingo Fence.
No, it wasn't. It's really called the Dingo Fence. Is it to keep dingoes out?
I guess.
That would be really funny. Like, they kept getting into our property, so we kept having to build this fence. And then, like, they just kept getting really in.
Long.
We just built it, and we kept building it, and building it, and building it. Do you think this fence is owned by Australia or just owned by some guy?
It's probably a few guys, right?
They're all like, "I'm sick of the dingoes, man. Let's build."
Yes, let's work together.
Let's build the biggest fence in the world. Wow, those are some good trivia questions today. I have to give it to you for that.
Bill Clinton.
Very, very good. I can't believe Sonic is based on Bill Clinton.
That's ridiculous.
Final question before we end the show. What is something you can practice every day for 10 years, but still not be good at? This is a tough one.
Anything, right? But we should pick something...
Specific, yeah.
Specific.
Yeah, something specific. I'm going to say video games. I feel like I get worse as I play more.
I've gotten worse at video games as I've practiced more in my life.
It's like, oh, I'm going to get really good at this. And I'm like, nope, just kidding. I'm doing worse now. It's a very strange phenomenon. I don't really understand it.
Yeah, there's a curve, isn't there? You start at the bottom, you go up, and then...
You peak at, like, 13, you know?
Yeah.
12, 13, something like that. This is all downhill from there. You bottom out. It's like a bell curve.
Yes.
It's exactly like a bell curve. Okay, any final thoughts before we end the show tonight? I feel like we got through all those questions super quick, and like now, like, I don't have any more questions, like good ones for the end, because I was like, let's just go! Go, 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 go! Oh, I do have one more. What is the biggest ripoff you know of that people will pay for without questioning?
Oh, Star Citizen.
That's from episode 34 of the Time Bat Show. I'm Time Asus.
And I'm Bat Snacks.
And remember,
when your beer is too frothy,
remember to get off the dothy. Good night,
everyone. Stay frosty.
Stay frosty. The end. Good night, everyone.
Good night.